Now that the summer is here, the Troy Farmers Market is the place to be every Saturday in Monument Square. But what's happening with the square itself? WOC producer Dave Pueblo had a chance to sit down with Liz Komatal, director of the Troy Farmers Market, and get the lowdown.
So I'm in the studio with Liz Komatal, who formerly was known as Liz Hammond, who's in charge of the Troy Farmers Market. And we're basically here to talk about a little bit about that today. The last time you were in here was last fall, and a lot of things have changed. So why don't we start with, well, your own life first.
My own life. Yeah, I got married, obviously, so the name changed. That's been very exciting. Also, personally, we got a puppy, so I think those are like two very big, exciting things for someone.
Excellent. So one thing that seems to have stayed the same is that the Troy Farmers Market is doing really well. Is that true?
I'd like to think so, yes.
But there are a lot of changes afoot. I mean, every week that I go there, it seems to be bustling a little bit more, but I hear rumors, of course. One of the other issues that we've covered in the ensuing months is the proposals and everything else related to Monument Square, which, of course, is where you guys are situated, and so it's a key factor in your future well-being. So what can you tell me about where things are, where they've come from, maybe certain things that you guys have had, discussions you've had with the mayor's office, whatever you're able to tell me, I would be interested in knowing.
So yes, a lot of that is still in the planning and development process. So some of the nitty-gritty we're still in-house discussing, but we have participated in the DRI, the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, and we're also participating in this upcoming design charrette process that the city is hosting. As you said, we believe that One Monument Square and our placement within the downtown area has been very vital to our success over the years and also been a key player in helping make downtown what it is right now, quite a destination and a bustling place. So we are participating in these big things going on. So I guess I'll have to hear more of your specific questions, anything you'd like to know.
So when you say big things, and there is something coming up, I think, on the 19th, right?
The 18th through the 21st.
Okay. Tell me what that's about.
So the city is hosting a design charrette for One Monument Square, and essentially what it is are multiple designs are going to be presented to the public for public comment and public input about what should actually happen at One Monument Square. There have been several stakeholders in the process, different entities such as the farmers market that have kind of thrown our hats into the ring being like, we want to be a part of this space. We also believe that through this design charrette, it kind of makes it Troy's project. And we feel very much like a Troy project ourselves. So during this 3-day process, everyone is invited to come and kind of speak on what you want and even what you don't want at the site. We're definitely looking for public support. So if anyone loves the market and feels that it's deserving of such a permanent space, whatever that ends up being, we're defaulting to the process for that. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to have a presence there.
And who are some of the other players maybe that want their own version of reality imposed there?
Oh, I can't really discuss that. The ones I've heard are mostly that we're not, you know, working with and talking with are
the movie theater.
I don't know anything about that one coming up again. But there's definitely other parties that are interested in varying degrees in terms of what they want. If you attended any of the DRI workshops that happened over the past month, that was kind of a great introductory or to what I think the public will be coming out on as to what they really want to see for the site.
So I wasn't able to attend those, but maybe give me a brief run through about what those were about.
So the DRI workshops were for the DRI grant, which has already been applied for. That's the big $10 million regional competition that Hudson and Glens Falls have won the past 2 years. Troy's been a great runner-up, but we're hoping that we can prevail in this, or Troy prevails in this competition round. But essentially, the DRI workshops were, from my understanding, a way for the city to get public input as to what the DRI could be shaped for, and to hear more of the public's needs. Mm-hmm. Troy's very special in the fact that people really get heard, even up and to our political offices. So it was really an opportunity for people to speak out and kind of shut down a lot of maybe possibilities. Mm-hmm. What ended up being an actual result of that, I'm not sure how the city has used that information. You'd have to talk to someone in the city's office.
Well, just for the record, we would love to have the mayor come in and talk to us about this. Well, seriously, I mean, just for transparency's sake, because I've heard from unnamed sources that the city was very receptive to heading in a direction that, you know, favored the farmers market and that type of interactive model, and that it's withdrawn from that a little bit in the last several weeks.
Oh,
yes, and I don't know what that means, but I think we're all very interested in the charrette as you described it. I just don't know whether that's going to be transparent, whether it's going to be real or not. You know.
Yeah, I think everyone definitely has, you know, those concerns, I think, are genuine, and it would be natural to have those. But from our perspective, we think the city and especially the mayor are doing a really good job at helping trying to facilitate that public input. In years past, kind of the failures of the site, to use the term loosely, have felt like it wasn't a local project. Mm-hmm. And now it's really being attacked from a local or being approached from a local perspective. So, yeah, I say get the mayor in here. I bet he'd be happy to talk, but I don't know. He's always at the market every week, so maybe you'll see him there.
Well, you should put in a plug for us. So let's just go to what you would envision as being a good outcome for that space. Could you get into specifics about what you would like to see and any kind of structure that would be built there?
The only specifics that I can really talk about at this time are that the market, we would love a flexible space. We believe that parking and public and civic space are essential to the success of this project. You know, having access to the river, really having the site connected to the river and allowing the public use of some great green space. But in terms of more of the finer details, what the building would look like, we're really defaulting to this charrette process. We've had plans and visions in the past, and we're definitely taking inspiration from markets all over the world that have taken that next step into having a more permanent space to fit their needs. So we've kind of thrown in some of our needs, but we're really defaulting to the process to see what Troy wants and what can be ultimately successful at that site.
Mm-hmm. When I was doing interviews around the square about 6 months ago, just talking to different business owners especially to see what they were interested in, there were a lot who were noncommittal. And then there were a few who definitely had a clear opinion. One of them was, you know, why don't we have a city hall there? Like, why do we have to rent our city hall? So I'm wondering if that idea has come up in your own...
Really, like, wait to reveal... in this upcoming charrette process.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about that. We only have about a minute or so left, but, you know, where is it going to be? You said it runs for several days.
Yes, it's happening at the Art Center. The first session is on the 18th, so this upcoming Monday, because today's this upcoming Monday, and I think it starts at 4:30, but you can go on the city website, and we'll also be having more information about the charrette and what you can do to help support the farmers market during this process available on our website, troymarket.org. So those are the two places I would go to look if you would want more information in terms of time and what's being discussed.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, wow. That's always such a big one.
Well, and
thank you so much for having me. Any opportunity I can get, especially connecting with you guys over here doing such great things, I really, really appreciate. So thank you for having me.
Sure, sure. Okay. So, Liz Komatow?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get it eventually. The Hammond just stays in my head, though. But yeah. Thank you very much for coming in, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
That was Liz Komatow of the Troy Farmers Market. Stay tuned for more information about the market and other developments in Monument Square.